107.7 Today FM. Good morning. I'm Kate, and I have Steve Medhurst in with me to talk about Relay for Life. It's coming up in June. How are you, Steve?
Doing fine, Kate. Thank you, and thanks for having me in here to talk about this.
Absolutely. Thank you for coming in, because Relay for Life is so important, but most importantly, it's fun, and you're raising money for a good cause. So what can you tell us about the event in Stratford this year?
The event in Stratford this year is at the Stratford Intermediate School. It's running from 4 till 11. Registration opens at 4 with the ceremonies around 4:30. And yeah, there's lots of stuff for kids to do there. We have a kid zone with face painting and lots of other stuff to go about doing there while you're there. So bring the whole family down and participate.
For someone who has never done Relay for Life before, how would you describe the event to somebody?
This will actually be my first year as a part of the committee and actually taking part in the event. So I don't have any personal experience being at the Relay for Life, but just from learning from the volunteers that have been in place now for many, 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 many years, it's fun, like say family oriented, but you know, strongly emotional at the same time, bringing together survivors, people living with cancer, caregivers, you know, like cancer affects, I believe I've read 1 in 2, you know, people in their lifetime will be affected by or either be diagnosed with cancer. And me being amongst one of those people who have been diagnosed with stage 4 cancer, it's an important event, and it helps raise awareness and funds towards research and support, you know, support. And that's a very important part of it all.
Mm-hmm. It's a great support event, everyone coming together, because truly everybody does know somebody who lives with cancer or has lived with cancer before. What does this event mean to you personally?
That's a good question. You know, it's been 3 years since I was been diagnosed, and I was, you know, automatically, you know, I was diagnosed straight off as being a stage 4 cancer patient. And to start off, when you hear that, you're not sure what to think. You're kind of lost at first, and you find that support and resources you need to not only physically understand what's going on, but mentally as well too. You know, CCS helps provide all that, you know, all those funds and resources towards smaller groups amongst, you know, all of Cancer Canada, basically, right? So someone like myself, or even a caregiver for me, they have someone to reach out to and find that, you know, that tool or that resource that you need to help you get by. You know, I was diagnosed during COVID. Right. So it was even tougher, because you're not really sitting down with a real person one-on-one. You're sitting down with someone virtually half the time, and to now be part of this Relay for Life that's live, it's, you know, it's pretty exciting. You know, I'm sure it'll be very emotional for me as well too. I'm going to be the Participant of Hope guest speaker there this year. I've been asked to do that, which is a great honor for that.
Mm-hmm. Congratulations.
You know, thanks. I'm very, very honored to be part of that, very humbled to be part of that. And we look forward to, you know, I look forward to meeting other people, you know, dealing with and you know, going through the motions of living with cancer and stuff like that.
Well, thank you so much for, you know, speaking your truth and sharing that with everybody. And it's going to be a great event for supporting everyone. So how can people get involved? How can they register? And you've said that people can actually register day of at the event
too. Yes, you can register day of. The best way to do it, though, is go to relayforlife.ca and do it ahead of time. That way we have a better count of how many people are going to show up. You know, we provide food and there's prizes and whatnot. So a better sense of, you know, understanding how many people can be down there would be much appreciated. Of course, well, you know, you can walk down there and register the day of. But online is the best way to do it. While you're there, you know, we have a silent auction with a ton of prizes donated by lots of local companies, and you're free to bid on whatever you want. We ask, if possible, that everybody could bring either a cash or check down there, as we don't have a debit or Monero machine. So that would be the best way to do it, if possible. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's what we have down there for that.
So how many people have registered so far? How many people are we expecting to see at the event?
All right, so far we have 100 participants taking place. And along with that, we have 20 teams already registered. And some of those teams have raised quite a few funds already. Last year we raised $69,500, just shy of 70 grand. And we're shooting for around probably the same amount, if not to supersede that this year.
Okay, so 70 grand is the number to beat this year.
69.50 was, you know, from last year, so let's see what we can do this year, for sure. Yeah,
we'll see what we can do. Awesome. And so overall, after people come to Relay for Life, what do you hope people take away from the event?
I hope they take away hope, I guess is a good way to say it. Hope and understanding, you know, of an event like this and the sheer amount of work that goes into organizing it. You know, it's just a group of small volunteers that do all this, and it's a lot of work. And like I said, being the first year on this, come to understand that the helping out and anybody wearing a red shirt that day with committee on it, you know, they put a lot of work in, and it takes a lot of time out of certain people's days to get this all organized and logistics of it. And you know, there's been a lot of help from other companies that have offered up free resources and stuff like that, you know, to come down and drop off stuff we need, you know, from anywhere from dumpsters to picnic tables to, you know, tents and whatnot, stages. We, you know, everything has to be coordinated somehow, and there's a lot of people that put a lot of work into this. And as the cancer part of it goes, just, you know, getting together with people who are survivors, people who are remembering people that have lost people to cancer, hopefully in new connections, right? Meet in connections with people and when it's cancer related, I found it out that it's, you know, you can relate to people, I think, a bit better that way and stuff like that. So you
create that community.
You create a community of people not only with cancer, but, you know, people who are dedicated to putting on an event that can bring everybody together.
Thank you so much, Steve Medhurst, for Relay for Life. We'll see you at the event. That's June 10th at Stratford Intermediate School. It starts off at 4 p.m.?
Starts off at 4, yeah. Registration's at 4 p.m. The opening ceremonies start at 4:30. And then one thing I should pipe in here to say, it's funny I say pipe. During the Luminary Lap, we have the Stratford Pipe Band coming down to lead the way during the Luminary Lap. And there'll also be a participant of Hope Lap. So along with lots of other fun kind of things they throw in there to make it fun for everybody.
Awesome. Well, yeah. We look forward to it. It's going to be great. And make sure to register at relayforlife.ca. Don't leave it until the last minute because we want to know how many people are coming. Thank you so much, Steve Medhurst.
Thank you.